This is Al Simpson. As we enter the second year of trade talks with Mexico, there is now some light at the end of the tunnel. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the only apparent thing you Democrats know about the economy is how to spend other people's money. President Bush is working hard to expand the U.S. economy through the trade agreement. Ted, over the last 5 years, we have now been able to reduce Mexican tariffs on U.S. goods from 100 to 20%. Since then, not only have U.S. exports tripled, but 650,000 skilled jobs have been created in our own country. The free trade agreement would not only lock in these gains, but also give U.S. firms free access to an additional 100 million consumers. Ted, why don't you pull your old bod out of the pocket of big labor? True fact is, no one has more to gain from free trade than our U.S. workers. It's a real pity that common sense is such an uncommon commodity with you isolationist Democrats. Shame.
Al, you totally and categorically distorted my position. I support free trade with Mexico and other countries, too. For Latin America, that idea didn't start with the Bush administration. Ever since President Kennedy's Alliance for Progress in the 1960s, it's been a cornerstone of U.S. policy in our hemisphere. My problem with the Bush administration is the president's demand for the so-called fast-track procedure, which requires an all-or-nothing vote by Congress on whatever agreement he negotiates. That made sense for the GATT negotiations, where many countries were involved. It makes no sense for negotiations with a single country. Suppose the Bush administration brings back an agreement that's a thinly veiled pretext for U.S. firms to shut down factories here and flee to Mexico for cheap labor. Congress should have the power to revise that agreement, Al. It's a foolish thing to make Congress swallow that turkey whole or else kill it altogether. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Legal Services for the Poor. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.